So a little bit of what Mike talked about, and I know the press release has more technical detail, but really in a nutshell, it's about improving the performance and fuel economy of a V8 engine. So, you know, we're going into electrified vehicles, autonomous, where there's zero emissions. GM is committed to zero emissions going forward in the future. This engine allows us to maximize the efficiency of each of the cylinders so we can run not just 4 or 8 cylinder mode, but any different combinations of 17 cylinders or 17 modes. Now, the fuel economy hasn't been announced yet as to what the percentage improvement's going to be, but should be coming out soon.
Is it specifically for 2019 Silverado?
It starts out with the 2019 Silverado. It goes into the GMC Sierra and other products to come later.
What makes this announcement so significant for our area?
One, industry first technology starting here right in Tonawanda, Buffalo, New York. So we're really a very high-tech manufacturing operation here. Sometimes people don't see that from the outside. And this is not just engine technology, which is enhanced, but it's industry first, which is a lot of design combinations that we in manufacturing have worked with them to be able to implement it on a line which runs current technology. It does retain the jobs that we have. Again, a lot of integration into what we have currently, but it helps us go into the future with what we have.
2.8 million lines of code, if I read that correctly. So in addition to manufacturing, there's a lot of high-tech positions that are retained here.
Absolutely. So that was a lot of went into the product side. We don't talk about everything goes into the manufacturing side, but be able to support a high-technology engine like that, we do a lot of internal, I would use the term lightly, high-tech stuff here as well. And I think you'll get a chance to see one or two of them.
It makes sense that if you're only using 4 cylinders instead of 8, you're going to get a whole heck of a lot of tank out of a gas, right?
Right. So that's the technology that's in use today. And it's called cylinder deactivation for the most part. So we have that today. That's the engine that we've made. It's called AFM, Active Fuel Management. This is an enhancement to that. It's not just 4 or 8. That's what we do today. This one can go from 1 to 8. So what happens is it senses your pedal position, and based on that, it activates the cylinders. A lot of the challenge is a lot of vibration when you go from 1 to 8 cylinders. Well, there's some technology in the transmission side that understand the vibrations, but now it gives you power whenever you need it. You might be running on 2 cylinders and you need power, you get it. Plus, you get the fuel economy because you're only using what you need.
Ron, how important is it for people to, in this Tonawanda auto plant, to stay ahead of the curve? Because people are always so concerned about gas prices and wanting to get the most out of their mileage. How important is it that this plant is staying ahead of the curve?
Yeah, it's you know, we want to give customers what they need, right? Customers want trucks. They have a lot of uses for it. So we want to give them the best product that fits their needs. And we also know that fuel economy is key for the long term. So the ability for this plant to work into the product cycle of an extremely important product for General Motors and to be first in this technology is really a huge driver. Like Mike mentioned, we've had a number of launches, but this one is a real key because it's a technology driver for us.
And when does this become a regular part of production schedule?
So we have actually started making some of these. Some of the trucks that are out there have our engines in them, and the official launch happens in June. But we are making them as we speak.
Is this the only plant in the country that's making these engines right
today
now?
This is. Absolutely. This is the only plant. That's why it's not just the first in GM, it's the first in the country using this technology.
How big of a product line will that this new engine be here, you know, percentage-wise?
So we expect to shift into this 100%. We have multiple products that we make here. I think you guys know that. We make the 4.3 liter. That stays AFM. We make the 5.3 liter and the 6.2. And the 5.3 and the 6.2 convert completely to DFM.
And you'll continue to make the 4.3?
Absolutely. The 4.3 is an AFM. It's not upgraded. But again, we customers, different versions of what they want. They'll make them too.
And the 5.2?
5.3 and the 6.2 are the DFM versions that will continue to be made here.
Who are the people that come up with the idea to make something like this?
Well, you know, we think any one of us can, right? We've got General Motors, all 55,000 of us actually put in suggestions, ideas, and say, hey, why don't we do this? The work is done in product engineering in Pontiac. They go through the work there, but all of us contribute to what we think can help. So any ideas from the community, we'll take it and grow.
How important is it to have a product that is technologically important, you know, kind of on cutting edge, and also to go into a popular kind of vehicle?
I'm sorry.
And also be the one that goes into a popular type of vehicle.
Yeah, so this product in itself is key for GM, right? Pickup trucks, we're doing fairly well. It's a key product for us. So for us to be in that product, I think, is important from a Tonawanda, Buffalo community standpoint, right? Now, the second piece of it is to be able to be there in a highly technical production environment, too. So there's some nuances, enhancements in our production system to support a product like this, right? We talk about the product itself, but we have upgraded our technical processes here in the plant to be able to support that product.